Radio. The annual 40 Days for Life campaign has kicked off this week in cities around Australia. At the Sydney launch, Bishop Julian Porteous was joined by close to 500 vigilers for the opening mass and a procession to mark the beginning of the 40-day vigil of prayer and fasting for life. This homily was given by Bishop Porteous to those in attendance.
Very appropriate for this mass tonight we gather in preparation to participate in 40 Days for Life, because very simply and very beautifully presents the work of creation, particularly the first part of the reading spoke about the creation of animals, but then when it comes to that sixth day of creation and describes the creation of man's woman, one notices a very significant change in emphasis and focus. Before, the refrain was saying, well, all that God had created was good. But when he came to create man and woman, there was a phrase that kept being repeated. Man and woman are made in the image and likeness of God. In the likeness of God, this phrase was emphasized again and again. There is something distinctive about human beings, different from all the rest of creation. There is something of a character and nature of God embedded in human beings. This reflection from the book of Genesis is most appropriate for us this evening as we gather to particularly acknowledge the gift of life, the gift of human life, and recognize its distinctive character. You know this image of God that is within us. My particular expression is a gift of having a soul which is open to the life of the Spirit, a soul which enables us to have a personal relationship with God, a soul which enables us to live an intense interior spiritual life, a soul that is the basis for our eternal life in union with God in heaven. This is the image of God. This is the gift of God to human beings that marks us out as distinctive to every other part of God's marvelous work of creation. One of the Psalms I really love is Psalm 8. And in that Psalm, there is this reflection given about the nature of human beings. And the Psalm begins and says, when I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and stars which you arrange. Psalmist looks out at creation, looks out at the heavens, and then now turns and looks around all the magnificence of creation, and marvels at what God has created, and marvels at the beauty, the magnificence, the extraordinary order and balance of all things. The psalmist, as we can do ourselves, can look out at creation and see its greatness and beauty, the reflection of the greatness and beauty of God. It says, well, what is man? You've made him, he says, little less than God. So while the psalmist can see the beauty and glory of creation in all its magnificence, when the psalmist looks at the human person, what have you done when you've created human beings? You've made them little less than God, because the psalmist realizes, as the book of Genesis reveals to us, that there is the image and likeness of God abiding in every single human being. So it's with glory, honor, and crown him. This psalm beautifully and lyrically captures what is the dignity of every human person. This is the understanding of the nature of human life. When we look at God's work of creation, we can gaze at the universe and marvel at its magnificence. We look at the world around us and see its beauty. But when we come to consider the human person, we know that we move in another realm. We know that we reflect on something which is far more wonderful, far more extraordinary. This 40 Days for Life is simply about one love for every single human being. It's about the extraordinary nature of the child who's growing in the womb. It's about the sacredness of a human life that carries within it the very imprint of God Himself. 40 days for life. And declare, as the psalmist does, that human beings are made no less than God. Such is the marvel of every single human being. And it's this understanding, this consciousness, this awareness of what God has done in the creation of human beings that inspires us and has inspired the Christian response to processes whereby abortion has been legalized. In the United States this year, they are marking the 40th anniversary of the Roe versus Wade decision, which sanctioned the taking of the life of the child in the womb in the United States. This significant anniversary was marked by the biggest ever war march for life held in Washington. 400,000 people gathered for this, on this occasion. In the United States, there's been a very vigorous campaign waged over many, many years in response to the Roe versus Wade decision. And the results of this sustained effort are beginning to be seen. The Gallup polling organization began asking Americans to define themselves as pro-choice or pro-life on the question of abortion back in 1995. And since then, the identification of people in the United States has changed significantly from a wide lead or pro-choice position back in the mid-1990s, then to a generally lower lead to pro-choice from 1998, to a very close division between the two positions by 2009. Recent polling has shown that now the pro-life position is significantly ahead of pro-choice. 41% of Americans who now identify themselves as pro-choice is down from 47% only in last July. 50% of Americans now call themselves pro-life. So there has been a shift, a very significant shift in attitudes towards abortion in the United States. There are also some other encouraging statistics that show that the abortion rate in the United States is dropping. Since the year 2000, there's been an 8% drop in the number of abortions in the United States. It's a small drop, yes, but it's a drop nonetheless. This is not a lost cause. Change is being detected. It's a very encouraging trend for us to note. It shows that such movements in our society, such as pro-choice, are not just inevitable, are not just going to be the position that is established firmly within the society. They do not become so embedded in the culture that change attitude is impossible. Change in social attitudes are possible. Truth has a way of finding itself emerging from falsehoods and spin. Unfortunately, in Australia, we don't have the means by which to identify the number of abortions accurately. And so we're not really able to determine whether there has been an increase or decrease in the incidence of abortion. However, there are some small signs of hope beginning to emerge. Certainly in the results of a study of attitudes of Australians to abortion, which was carried out by the Southern Cross Bioethics Institute. While sadly, most Australians still support the availability change, glimmers of hope. The reading we listen to this evening, the book of Genesis, invites us to contemplate the wonder of human life. They invite us to recall that each person has within them the spark of the divine, because they are created in the image and likeness of God. So we now enter this 14th day of life. It is linked very appropriately to the Lenten season, which is 40 days of prayer, fasting, and acts of self-denial. It is a period of 40 days of peaceful vigil in front of an abortion clinic. It is 40 days of witness and reaching out to those considering having an abortion. It is 40 days for life. We need to appreciate those words. We stand for life. And in these 40 days, we will stand, we will pray, we will be in vigil for life. So let us embrace this call to prayer and to vigil for the coming 40 days. Let us continue to fight the good fight. Let us enter into the 40 days of life heartened by the fact that change is possible. This is far from lost cause. It is far from being an inevitable correction for our Australian society. Let me pray as we stand in vigil, as we carry in our hearts the desire to participate in these 40 days of life. Let us, as the book of Genesis encourages us to do this evening, let us ponder the beauty, the dignity of every single human being. Let us know in our own hearts how God has created each one of us. Let us realize each one of us are a wonderful, a magnificent expression of God's creative power. Let us live these 40 days for life.
To find out more about 40 Days for Life or to sign up for a vigil near you, visit www.fli.org.au or 40daysforlife.com.
Radio.org.au